I'm going to talk for just a couple of minutes about a program called Audible Sync. That's S-Y-N-C, not S-I-N-K. I don't know how many of you use audible.com, but for anybody who doesn't know what it is, it's a program through which you can get audio books and listen to them either on your computer, on your iPhone, in your car, on your Amazon Echo and show, and so on. For those of us who like to listen on our Victor Stream or some other accessible media player, there is an app called Audible Sync that can be used to download those books onto the player. There used to be one called Audible Manager, and from what I understand, if you have it, it still works. But this is specifically a Windows 10 app, and it is called Audible Sync. To get this app, you would go on to audible.com and go to help. And when you're in help, there's a search box, search for Audible Sync, and it will bring up a couple of links, one of which is to a page that describes it and gives you a lot of information about it and also gives you a download link. Once you download it, you install it just like any other application. It's very straightforward. You do have to sign in once you've installed it to run it. You sign in with your Audible/Amazon account, because as you probably know, audible.com is an Amazon company. When you run it, it shows you a list of all the books in your audible.com library. And I'm not going to go into how you get those books into the library, because that's a different topic. But this would show you everything that's in your library. And if you want to install them on your Victor Stream, there are a couple of things you need to do. First of all, the Victor Stream has to be activated so that it will work with Audible Sync. The way you connect it is you first turn off the Victor Stream. You then connect it to a USB cable, which is plugged into your computer, and then you turn it on. If you do it the other way, if you already have the Victor Stream on and you just connect it, the computer will become a charger for the Victor Stream. The Victor Stream will not become a drive on the computer, and that's what you want. So you want to have the thing off, plug it in, then turn on the Victor Stream and let it boot up, and it will say player connected. This also works with some other devices, MP3 players, but I'm really going to focus specifically on the Victor Stream. So it's now a drive on your computer. So once you've activated it, and that you just follow the prompts to do that, there's a link, a button that comes up on the app that tells you you can activate it. So the next thing you'd want to do is arrow down to the book that you want to download into your player. And the mistake I made when I did it the first couple of times, the first 10 or 20 times actually, is I found the book I wanted and I arrowed down thinking I'm going to find a link that says download or something like that. I found that I had difficulty doing it that way. But if I find the book and I simply tab one time, it says press enter here to copy this book to your Victor Stream player. It actually sees the Victor Stream and knows what it is that you're trying to do. And then you just hit enter on it and it copies it. I really think it's important that you tab, not arrow, when you're doing this. And I found that out by accident. That's basically it. It's a fairly simple process once you know how to do it, but it can be very confusing at first. And so can downloading Audible books into your library, because sometimes I found it difficult to find the download link. It seems like it would go away sometimes. And again, I think tabbing works better than anything else for moving around the fields.
Were you able to sign in with an Amazon account, or did you have to use a specific Audible username and password?
No, I use my Amazon account.
Maybe I'm running an older version, but when I tried signing into the Amazon account, it just took me to the Amazon webpage, basically, and I kind of went around in a circle.
If you go to audible.com and you have an active Audible account, you do have to have that. I sign in with my Amazon credentials all the time.
What is the current version of the Victor Stream that it will run with it? Is it with the Trek or the second generation?
Second generation. I don't have a Trek.
Okay. And it will not run with the first generation for anyone that might.
I do not know that. I don't know that to be true.
I'm no longer a customer of Audible, but I do have books there on the cloud. So I understand I can still read them since I purchased them. Are you able to activate the regular Windows PC with the new app so that you can save the computers there and then eventually download them to you know, the Victor Reader Stream, or do you have to do it directly to the Victor Reader Stream now?
I'm not sure the answer to that. I think if you still have the old Audible download manager and have used that successfully, that you can continue to use it. But I really don't know for sure.
If I could download, if there was a way to download them to my computer, because I tried using the new app I think it was last year or maybe the year before, and it was kind of a nightmare to get it to activate my computer and to download the book. So,
well, as far as I know, Audible Sync is a relatively new app. I don't know how long it's been around. I didn't think it had been around a year, but maybe somebody knows.
So I think, Martha, what you're referring to, there's the Audible Windows 10 app for playing.
Yeah, that one.
So actually try that one again now. It has had some updates, and actually Doug Lee also has created some JAWS scripts for it. So if you go to dlee.org, so D like Delta and then L-E-E.org, and he has a list of the scripts. And if you go to Audible, it's a little bit quirky. Like you have to, I forget which view, I think like the full player view, it's not labeled, the controls aren't labeled, but in the compact view and it's minimized, they are and such. So it's a little bit quirky, but I have definitely used that app to play a book.
What's that app called?
Oh, it's just called Audible, and you get it in the Microsoft Store. Oh. No, that's the new, I'm not talking about the download manager. I'm talking about the Windows 10 app. So if you go into the Microsoft Store, I tried it maybe 2-3 weeks back.
What she's talking about is the Audible Sync is how you bring materials onto a separate player.
Yes, yeah.
The Audible app that she's saying, the Windows 10 app, is if you want to actually use books on the computer itself.
I also have Audible on my iPhone, but it looks like I have to be on the internet all the time to listen to the books. I can't seem to be able to download them to then listen to them on the phone.
You can download them. If you double tap on the book, it will download the book, and then you can even go in airplane mode. And it probably will check. It probably does a DRM check once in a while. So if you have a book on there and you haven't launched the app in a while, you could get into a little bit of trouble. I think, you know, as long as you're just doing something where, let's say you get the latest Dean Koontz book or whatever, and download it, and you jump on a plane and you want to listen to it, yeah, that's going to work fine. I mean, that's worked fine for me.
I think that's in your library that you can choose whether to listen to the books
tab
from the cloud, or you can actually download them to your device. You know, when you first add a book to your library, it is not downloaded.
Correct.
But if you then look around, you get the choice of being able to, you can play it right away, but you can also download it. And I always find that it's good to download, because then if you're offline for any reason, you won't get interrupted.
Do any of you know about the new Audible subscription plans and the changes that were made to them? Because there were major, major changes last week to Audible subscriptions.
Jeff, do you know what the differences are?
Well, it's very confusing, because if you have a subscription, for example, I get 2 credits per month. There's a cheaper plan now that's $8 a month. It's $7.99 a month. And supposedly you get like 116,000 hours of Audible content available to you for free. And you can download tons of stuff. It's got Audible originals, classics, and a bunch of books that do not require credit purchase. And you get 1 credit per month. So you can get a book, you know, the old fashioned way as well. Since they've changed to this subscription model, the app looks quite a bit different. And it could be an iOS 14 problem too, but I'm finding it a little difficult to navigate around in the app and find things like new releases and things of that nature. It's a bit challenging. So I'm just warning you that if you have not opened the Audible app recently, you're going to need to spend a little time with it. There's another DRM-free service called Libro.fm, I believe it's called, and it's about the same price as Audible, and you can download the books in MP3 file format. So you never run into this problem with DRM.
I think it's Libro.
Right.
Can you download books from them?
You can download books. In fact, you can download them in MP3 file format. So there's no DRM. You can play them on anything. Oh. It's unbelievably great that way.
Jeff, how limited is it in terms of the number of books you can get?
They claim that they have everything Audible has except for Audible originals. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I believe that NLS has direct access to the Audible library, and they can pull content at will.
I think you're right.
Okay, thank you so much. Not a virtual hand clap for Jerry.